This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in October of 2019. We are talking about no other than Genrex Biotechnology Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GNBT. And with us today are two gentlemen. One is Dr. Van Hoff. He's the scientist for the company. And the other one is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Joe Muscata. Joe, welcome to the show. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us, Everett.
Thanks, Everett.
As you know, Dr. Van Hoff and Joe, there's a huge, possibly epidemic going on in the world with this coronavirus. That being said, the heightened awareness of this real pandemic potential of the coronavirus and our understanding of the work in the infectious disease and cancers, what can you tell us about your experience and can you help this problem?
So coronavirus is, getting to pandemic proportions. It's growing each and every day. And Genrex's background in infectious disease is very vast and it's wide. We've done, a lot of work in Ebola, a lot of work in bird flu, swine flu, influenza.
Correct.
Avian flu as well. Our vaccine technology, we've gotten those vaccine technologies into hundreds and hundreds of people. Back in the day, unfortunately, infectious diseases, they come on like a rampage and then they peter out, so everybody loses interest in those areas. So this one seems to be going a lot stronger than the other ones of the past. Our vaccines we know work. They're part of proven technology, which is peptide particles that get, reintroduced back into the immune system. And what we do is we use that old method that created many, many vaccines, probably the only thing that has worked in a vaccine. And we supercharge it with our IIQ technology. So, Eric, maybe you might want to add a little bit to that.
So just by way of background, so we worked on the SARS coronavirus some 20 years ago. So we have experience with that. And then as Joe mentioned, we worked both in the bird flu. We did a small clinical trial with our peptide compounds, also in the swine flu. So just the one point I want to make in addition to what Joe was saying, I'm old enough to remember the Hong Kong flu some 40 years or so ago. Okay. And then,
yep.
But since SARS, we've seen a lot more of these. And I think what's going on is the world is just getting much more interconnected. So like Joe was saying, what happens is, people get all excited when there's a pandemic or potential pandemic, and then it kind of peters out. But I mean, we've seen since coronavirus, we've seen, avian influenza, swine flu, MERS, and now the coronavirus. So there's definitely an uptick in these types of viruses. So I think people are starting to understand that, even if this one does go away, hopefully in the not too distant future, there's going to be another one. We have a lot of experience, as Joe was saying, what we have is a synthetic peptide vaccine that's modified to stimulate the immune system. They're much more easy and quicker to make than the traditional vaccines that people make. And with the avian influenza, the problem there is the virus was so toxic, so lethal, that it actually killed the hen's eggs they were using to raise the virus. So it was almost impossible to make a traditional vaccine by that technology. Whereas ours is synthetic peptides, so what we do is we identify those portions of the virus that are critical for generating immune response, modify them to ensure that we get the immune system to recognize them. And then those are made synthetically, which can be done in about a month. So it's certainly something that we believe should be in the, the pandemic preparedness arsenal of all countries. And I think it's definitely getting a lot more attention now.
I don't want you gentlemen to take this the wrong way, but as you know, being of a publicly traded company, there's so many companies that come out, say they got a cure for this, a cure for that. They're always looking for the hot topics, try to get a boost and a bump on their stock. And I know it's not true for you guys because you guys do have a proven track record for some of this. But that being said, do you have any technology that you could possibly have the potential to cure this solution or have a solution for this virus?
Well, that's a great question. So because of our extensive experience, we're not just talking. I mean, we've done it. We've done it before in all of the pandemical potential areas of infectious disease. We have a proven track record. we've been in people. No one else has been in people. Any of the new technologies that are right now being deployed still have to go on animal studies.
Right.
So we bypass animal studies because we've been in so many different applicational areas with our peptide protein synthetic vaccines, as well as the IKEA attachment. So we bypass animals, we go right into humans. It's quick, it's easy, it's now. And I just don't understand why anybody's not calling us for the help. I mean, that IIKEA technology takes that traditional peptide protein approach, supercharges it, and then we make a synthetic where no live virus is required. And, you know, it's cheap, it's cost effective, and it's quick, much quicker than what's going on right now with the other companies that are developing something.
Dr. Eric, let me ask you this. If you guys could get involved in this, how long would it take you to have a vaccine for the people? And can you explain the process, how it compares to the other technologies being talked about out there?
Yeah, sure. So as I mentioned, we work on the SARS, which is also coronavirus from 20 years ago. And there's about an 80% homology between SARS and the current coronavirus. So we actually identified, fragments of SARS that in regions that are likely homologous with the new one. We haven't tested that yet, but they likely are because they're the 80% homology that we actually tested in the blood cells of patients who'd recovered from SARS. So that being said, there are also, the ways of predicting which are the critical portions of the virus to generate the immune system, those technologies, algorithms, computer algorithms for identifying that have gotten a lot better. You know, I would say in about probably a month, we could, get these peptides made, test them in the blood of people who've recovered from the coronavirus. And, in 3 months, we could be having clinical material ready for some studies. So about 3 months, we could get the material ready.
Yeah, and we can be in people. So,
right.
Where everybody else will be just getting into animal based upon, everything I've seen and all the technologies that I've seen that have been getting funded, they'll just be getting into animals where we can be getting into people. And, we have a proven track record. We do know that, our vaccines work. We get a big immunological response out of each and every one that we've done before in the past. We light up the CD4 killer cells in addition to what a traditional vaccine would do. So these vaccine technology that we have, same technologies that have created all vaccines, but we just supercharge it with our IIKEA technology.
Before I let you gentlemen go, and we got about 45 seconds left in this show, is there anything you want to leave with us? Maybe some words to your stockholders and my listeners.
Again, we are right now pursuing potential partners for Corona. We've already are in the process of talking and consummating a technology deal with a lab that has identified the epitopes for Corona. That's half of the battle. And we are looking into boots on the ground companies in China that we can partner with to deploy this IIKEA technology once we figure out what peptides to use. So it's an exciting time for Generics. This is all part of NuGenerics Immuno-Oncology, where Dr. Von Hopp is our Chief Scientific Officer, Executive Vice President. And, we'll be spinning that company out right directly to NASDAQ. Our S-1 will be filed shortly, as soon as our dividend is paid from Generics. And we're real excited about that company and the technologies, as well as all the other things that we're doing there, especially in cancer.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming on the show. The only thing I ask is that you would not wait another 5 or 6 months to come on the show. Generex Biotechnology is a company that we are highlighting here today on Stock Day. You can find them on the OTCQB. Look them up. Their ticker symbol is GNBT. Joe, I want to thank you for stopping by. Dr. Von Hopp, thank you so much. Hopefully you guys come back on 45 or 50 days and give us an update.
Sounds great. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.